Good afternoon. I'm Lucy Greco, and I'm sitting here with Aaron Lawrenson.
Hello, everyone.
We're going to talk to you about our funding project, Dictation Bridge. Dictation Bridge is a piece of software that we will be working on that will help people who are screen reader users, as well as many other disabilities, hear what they're typing when they're using speech recognition software. Currently, people who use screen readers can't hear what they're typing as they're using dictation software. There's several problems with this, the first one being that if you're using a screen reader, the dictation software hears what's being spoken and can get very confused.
You can end up in a big recursive loop where the screen reader is speaking, the computer's picking it up, the screen reader could be speaking it again, and around it could go.
We don't want to have this happen because inevitably it's going to make your life miserable. Another problem is the screen reader has limited awareness of what's being typed by something other than the keyboard. The Dictation Bridge software will actually help the screen reader know that something has changed on the screen and will know to speak what's being changed on the screen.
So for a visual user, their workflow with speech input is really smooth because they can use dictation to input their text and immediately be watching the text come up on the screen and correcting mistakes as they happen. And they have this great hands-free workflow that is actually really efficient. But for us as screen reader users, if we're using voice input, we dictate the text and then we have to go check it over very thoroughly with, I find, often more keystrokes than I would have used if I just typed it in the first place to find any errors or figure out what's gone where.
And now, an example of speech recognition as it is today without Dictation Bridge.
Start listening. I am testing Microsoft speech dictation on a new computer, period. It will probably make a lot of errors, comma, and I don't know about them yet, period. It's like I am shouting into the void, period. Stop listening. Now I'm going to put my hands on the keyboard and check and see what we've got here.
I am testing Microsoft speech dictation on the new computer. It will probably make a lot of errors, and I don't know about them yet. It's like I am shouting into the void.
I can hear one thing that sounds a little off to me, and in order to find it,
I am testing.
I need to use a keystroke to go to the end of the line and go back word by word.
Void period the into shouting and I like it's
like I am and shouting into the void. And so in order to find that, I had to use a bunch of keystrokes and go back and forth word by word.
N D space D N
and then character by character, which can end up being almost as much typing as if you weren't doing dictation in the first place.
And now, the improved dictation experience made possible with Dictation Bridge.
Start listening. You will notice as I speak.
You will notice as I speak.
NVDA.
And the D.
Scratch that. The synthesizer will copy.
This emphasizer will copy.
Scratch that. The computer will echo everything I say.
The computer will echo everything I say.
This is why we are calling it.
This is why we are calling it.
The Dictation Bridge.
The Dictation Bridge.
The software is bridging.
The software is bridging.
What I am saying to the computer.
What I'm saying to the computer.
To the screen reader.
To the screen reader.
Period.
Dot.
Stop listening. Another real benefit to dictation, at least for someone like myself, if you know me as an individual, you know that I am a horrible, horrible speller. And dictation for me will actually do a much better job than I will and make it faster and more effective for me to actually create good, clean documents if I'm actually using speech recognition instead of having to type and spell it myself.
Another element that I've observed as an assistive technology trainer in the past, so there are a lot of users who are very computer savvy, but maybe lack some fundamental literacy skills, either because of education gaps as blind youth or because they have a secondary learning disability. And while they're very intelligent and can construct very smart and savvy text, actually having the spelling and syntax to type that text in is not always possible. So for those users, Dictation Bridge could be a huge benefit.
A lot of people who have learning disabilities do benefit from hearing the text that's being spoken. When I worked as an assistive technology specialist at the university, I would never recommend dictation as a product for people with learning disabilities who had problems reading text because they weren't able to recognize the mistakes that the dictation software made.
The Dictation Bridge project is being led by Chris Hofstadter, former vice president of software engineering at Freedom Scientific for JAWS and PacMate. Lead programmer is Matt Campbell, developer of System Access, DocuScan, Accessible Event, iBlink Radio, and many others. The team hopes to raise $20,000 for one-time development costs to create a fully featured version of Dictation Bridge, compatible with major screen readers, that will be freely available to all, including source code. Help make this happen. Spread the word and visit us at dictationbridge.com.